Hi there, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com. Today is November 1st, 2015, and if you're listening tonight, you're listening live. And coming up, if you're not listening live, you can listen to the archives, and you can share that information with your friends, and just go up on the website and click the date, and you'll be able to hear the actual show. And you can also call in your questions tonight. If you've never listened before, you want to be able to call in, and you can interact with me, ask me questions about the Akashic Records if you're not familiar with them. The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And tonight's show, we offer you the opportunity to ask questions about your life, why your life is the way it is, certain things that have happened in your life, all sorts of wonderful questions. And we don't really do futures because the Akashic Records, there's so many possibilities and probabilities that we help you understand the now so you can make the appropriate choices to create your now and your future. If you would like to call in and ask me a question, you can call if you're in the U.S. or Canada. You can call toll-free at 888-429-5471. It's toll-free. If you'd like to call direct, you can call 323-744-4841. And my producer is Doug, and he will answer the phone and put you through to me. So we're talking live tonight, so be sure and call in with your questions. So you can also email questions, and that question, you can email me at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. And that's Akashic Wisdom. Wisdom is the same spelling as the show, akashicwisdom.com. Okay, info, I-N-F-O. All right, well, again, my name is Donna Fox, and I've been doing the show for probably 6 or 7 years now, and I'm happy to be on BBS Radio. The Akashic Records are, like I said, the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, and including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And what's important about that is because we all come in with an agenda. We want to understand what that agenda was, what our soul's purpose is, all those wonderful questions. And even though it would be, you will get more from a one-on-one consultation, you'll get a good answer to at least one of your questions here on the air, and it's free. So I would love to talk with you if you are in a quandary or you need some guidance as to which way to go. I hope you actually will call in and talk. Now, I also want to let you know that I offer classes to teach people how to access their own Akashic Records. And I had some computer glitches. So if somebody's listening out there that wanted information on we have got a Skype class coming up this month, and that's going to be November 21st and 22nd. So if you would like to be a part of that class and learn about the Akashic Records, you certainly can. And again, that's going to be November 21st and 22nd. And you can do it from the comfort of your own home. So just give me email me, tell me you'd like the information. Everything's okay with my emails again, and that's info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay, let's talk. So the Akashic Records offer much enlightenment. I was blessed to be at a conference last weekend where the Akashic Records Consultants International, of which I'm a managing partner, we held a conference in Chicago, and where folks from all teachers came. We had folks from all over the United States, as well as from Argentina and Latin America, as well as we had folks participating on Skype at the conference. And so it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. Catherine Taylor, renowned author, was there because she is a student of the Akashic Records. In fact, she's a student of mine as regarding the Akashic Records, but she's taken it to a whole different level. We'll have to have her on as a guest sometime this year, either before the end of the year or next year, 2016. So in looking at the Akashic Records and why we access the Akashic Records, it's to help us understand our world today. It's to help us understand the clues that were left by our ancient ancestors of the past. It's to help us understand even our own personal beliefs or behaviors of why we do certain things and where do we learn that and how did we learn it and how can we actually neutralize our behaviors or patterns that no longer serve us. One of the things that's important as I'm working in the records is to know that the work of the records is never judgmental. So if you were to call in with a question about your life, you're not going to receive information from a point of you should, you better, you didn't, what's wrong with you. It's never anything but loving. It's always a loving message for you. It's not foo-foo. It can be very grounded. But it's always loving because you have to understand that soul information is totally non-judgmental. The soul knows no pain. There is no judgment. I mean, I know that a lot of us have been raised with the idea that hellfire and brimstone and God judges us and we're going to go to hell, and I have to tell you that those belief systems that were created were for control purposes. Hell does not exist. And I want you to consider that if you are worshiping a loving God and a non-judgmental God, then you know that this is truth within you. It just aligns with the truth within you, that a loving God could no more put his creations through pain and suffering for an eternity any more than you could put your child or your beloved pet through an eternity of pain and suffering. We are lacking our beliefs. Our belief system lacks the aspect of how we deserve love. I'm going to say in most cases, we were not raised in a home that encouraged us to love ourselves. We were raised with criticism, judgments, and constraints. And clear situations or belief systems of how things, quote unquote, should be. And so as we grow into adulthood, we carry these beliefs, these patterns, and these observed behaviors of our parents. We carry those with us as the way to handle life. And it's not until we become more the word I'm receiving is liberated. The more we become more liberated in how things work in the world, are we then ready to consider releasing those beliefs that no longer serve us, the patterns of behavior that that no longer serve us. And so as we become, again, more liberated in our thinking, we look at life, or we begin to look at life from a place of a fear-free belief system. When we're raised in a situation where we're always afraid of life or afraid of doing something wrong, it's hard for us to step out on our own, because for many, and these are many of my clients, they have a fear of stepping out on their own for fear they're going to fail. So the fear of failure is ever present. And one of the reasons the fear of failure is present is because there is a lack of self-love, and there's a lack of believing in oneself that you truly can create anything in your life that you want to create. Now, what is also important is that you take a look at, and we've talked about this before, if you've listened readily, then you've heard this before, but if you're new to listening to this program, you're not going to hear a lot of predictions. You're going to hear a lot of information about how you can become a better you for your sake. And when you become a better you for your sake, then your whole world changes around you, and maybe not overnight, but slowly, because what happens is you approach life differently, and then you will approach individuals, people, your family differently. And people treat you the way you teach them to treat you. So if you aren't happy with the way people are treating you, then you really want to look at how what you believe is true about yourself and how you project that to the world. So what we were about to say is that it's really time to take a personal inventory of the things that you're happy with about yourself, that you're proud of, and the things that you would like to shift or improve. And I don't say change, because there are many things within your life that you may view as negative, that what they need is a way of shifting. And what you need also to do is to look at those things that you would consider negative or unfulfilling, and look at what you can learn from them. What are those behaviors or beliefs bringing to you that help you to be a better person by doing the opposite? So these belief systems that one has about themselves, in many cases, can help us become more compassionate, not just with ourselves, but with others around us. I was doing some work on my own inner child work, and I had opened my records and was asking about some patterns and what my relationship with my parents brought to me, and why I was why that was. Anyway, what they were telling me, they were giving me some ideas to help me understand. They were giving me some information about how my parents were raised. It's not like I was delving into somebody's records for a manipulative point of view, because both my parents are gone. They're on the other side. But the reason they were telling me this is because the way my parents were raised affected the way I was raised, and therefore it was how it related to me. See, we don't open the records of anyone without their permission, and B, we don't necessarily open the records of anyone that's crossed over, because there's nothing we can do for them. They are already in a very special place. However, in this particular case, what I opened was the core issues underlying some behavioral patterns and some belief systems that I had, and asked how they came about and what was the core issue and where did I learn them. And it was from that my parents and the way they were raised came forward, so that I could better understand my parents, better understand what they went through, and from that place of compassion, really move into a place of forgiveness so that I could not only forgive them, but I could also forgive myself. So I hope you found that piece interesting. So if you have any questions about, again, why your life is the way it is or whatever, I encourage you to call in and talk. Nobody can see you. If you would like to give me your current legal name, just email that. I will not share it on the air. It'll be confidential because nobody knows who you are. It's certainly not going to be a picture here. So you can ask whatever question you feel it would help you the most. And again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And you can also call me toll-free at 888-429-5471, and that's toll-free for Canada and the U.S., or you can dial direct. And by the way, if you're calling from out of the country, that's fine. Our country code is 011, and you can dial direct at 323-744-4841. So look forward to hearing from you if that works for you. Again, email is fine, but please do include your current legal name. And if you're wondering why do I need your current legal name, it's because all I really need to open your records is your current legal name and your question. Typically in a consultation, I will ask for your current legal name. I will say the prayer to open your records, and then I will ask you what your question is, and we move on from there. 98% of my work with consultations is over the telephone, so I have clients not only in all over the United States, but in various countries outside of the United States as well. So if that's of interest to you, again, just email me. I'm happy to email some information about how that works to you. So back to what we were talking about, but our underlying patterns and beliefs, they rule our lives. And we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. This is Donna. Who is this?
Hi, Donna. It's Tracy. How are you?
Okay, Tracy. How are you?
Oh, I'm well, thanks.
Good. I think I know you.
You do know me.
I know. I can recognize your voice. Good to hear from you.
Good to talk with you.
Okay. How can we help you?
I'm listening to your show tonight.
Uh-huh.
And talking a little bit about how and why God does things and patterns. And I wanted to give you a call because recently I started working as a PCA with a nonverbal autistic boy.
What is a PCA? Is that private care?
Personal care assistant.
Okay, got it. Personal care. And you're working with an autistic child?
Yes, a nonverbal autistic child.
Okay, all right.
I kind of by accident came, well, I don't know, I learned that he's quite telepathic.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering what the Akashic records have to say about autism and the autism conscious mind and there's what the group of autism, do they, what their, as a group, what their purpose is, their energies?
Okay. Well, that's a very interesting question. One of the things that I would tell you, though, is that each autistic individual has a different, let's say, reason for coming in to experience autism. However, the actual one of the here, what I'm hearing is one of the purposes of autism. Very interesting. One of the purposes of autism is to illuminate for the medical community the dangers of vaccination.
Mm.
And that, most of the vaccinations affect children, in a not a negative way, but there are certain things that are within those vaccinations that the and that have to do with the way those vaccines were mixed, if you will, and then what other medications or possible antibiotics the child was taking prior to being vaccinated. And it has to, and the, I don't know, I've got to tell you, this is just coming from the records and the fact that there need to look into the reactions of prior medications with the vaccinations of a child, like antibiotics or different allergy medications that the child might take prior to getting those vaccinations. That's one area that would be that's important to illuminate for the medical community. You know, whether they're getting it or not, I don't know. The other piece has to do with helping helping the compassion of the families that are affected by the autistic child. It's their compassion that needs to be expanded when working with the autistic child. And it's very interesting because the autistic child, actually, they're very, very, very much aware. Maybe people don't realize it, but they don't miss a trick. They all can read people. They read happiness, anger, frustration. They read it all. And they are highly, highly sensitive. And they actually see things that obviously that because their language in many cases is limited, but they see things and communicate very telepathically. So that's right on. Because that's the only way they can do it is through their mind and through their spirits. Many of the autistic kids that are musical geniuses is because what they're hearing, they're able to translate what they're hearing into action. It's almost like the best way to explain this, I guess, is that they are wired for sound, and as that sound comes forward, the vibration and frequency of the sound comes through their hands. So if they're playing piano, it's almost like the vibration and frequency of what they're hearing moves right in, and it moves their fingers to the beauty of the music.
Mm.
It's very interesting. Now, and the same thing with art. I don't know if now does your patient does this is it a lady or a young man or young lady?
He's a boy.
Boy, okay. That's what, yeah, okay. I think you said that earlier. Anyway, this young man has, again, not moving into his records without his permission,
right.
But as it relates to you and how you can best work with him, because you personally, you and I go back a ways, and you've taken the Akashic Records classes, you can open your personal records in service to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't get his permission to open his records, but if you could, you would do that.
Right. Well, and he's a child, and I know that I'm not.
Oh, he's under 18. Okay, got it. Yeah, we can't do that.
Yes.
However, you could actually. Oh, Yes, you could open your own records and service to him.
Okay.
And by using the questions of how can I best serve, and you insert his legal name today, or what okay. does, and using his current legal name, need from me today. You can mm-hmm. even ask, how can I best communicate with, and using his legal name, today. And always put the today, because what I'm hearing is this young one's moods change, and he will need different things from you on different days.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Does that make sense
it's
to you?
It does. I mean, some days he's just very energetic and needs to go exercise, and some days he's meditating. I'm not really sure. But he wants to just lay down and be quiet. And,
right.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Do you play music for him at that point?
No, we do this thing where he has a toy that's a tonal toy, and we do the tones back and forth to each other, the same tones, and we do a tone and repeat it, and so he likes to do that, and he's being told a lot in his school, and his parental guidance is very much like always telling him what to do and how to be, and well, you have to do that because, you know, he may bolt into the street or
sure.
But a lot of quietness and sitting while he's eating, his parents are requiring that of him. And so a lot of people are telling him what to do, and he is very frustrated by everybody telling him what to do, and he just wants to be. He just wants to be.
Yeah.
And
he's 8 years old, 8 or 10 years old?
He's 11. 11.
Okay.
Or actually, he just turned 12.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear the maturity level is only about 8 or 10.
Yes.
Or younger.
Yes, that's probably true. I think even younger than that. He's so we kind of had a conversation around that, and that I, you know, that I'm going to have to tell him what to do sometimes and ask him to sit nicely, and if his parents don't think that he will listen to me, that we probably won't be able to spend time, you know, that
right.
I want to spend time with him, he wants to spend time with me, but if his parents don't think that he's going to listen to me, that's not going to be possible. And he seemed to really get that, he likes to test. He likes to test everybody's limits.
Sure. Yeah. Well, he's an intelligent young man, and he's trying very hard to be on his own or as independent as possible. And it frustrates him when he can't be independent because he knows his limitations.
Okay. So he does know his limit. He's very aware of his limit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that you may want to introduce certain types of music with him.
Yes,
that's what
I've been reading about these tween meditations that there's this
what are they?
Autistic toning.
Okay.
Toning meditations like
right.
And there's like 12 chords of it, and 12 chords and 5 codes, and
okay.
And it's an autistic person who brought this into existence, and I'm kind of getting that these tonal meditations would be really good for him.
Right. As well as regular music. I'm also receiving that Halpern has some music that you may want to play for him.
Halpern?
H-A-L-P-E-R-N. Halpern.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, he has, there's all musical. And then I'm hearing that rock and roll.
Oh.
He would enjoy that. And he would, okay. It would help get him to move a little bit.
Okay.
Like you could, I mean, he doesn't have to move and standing up. He can move it in, from his waist up. You know, like the 50s and 60s music that has a lot of beat to them.
Okay. Or even you like Meghan Trainor or something.
Or maybe
like
even
that
too. Yeah. But
yeah.
And the idea is something that he can feel the beat of, and that's almost like, you know, you play it for him, and if he really lights up, then that can be like a reward. Do you know what I mean? That he can hear his music.
Mm-hmm.
There's okay. also, they're also talking about letting him hear some of Mozart.
Oh, okay.
And the reason why they want him to hear Mozart is because it helps the brain.
Oh, okay.
And so, it'll give his mind something to do that will bring pleasure to him, because the vibration and frequency will allow him to express himself.
Okay.
And is he nonverbal because he's unable to speak, or he's nonverbal because he hasn't been taught language?
I don't know if they know that.
You might ask. There was like, okay. Was he if he has vocal cords, right?
Well, he can make sounds. He's made some real guttural sounds that sound like frustration.
Okay.
Yeah, so I imagine that he can, that his, there's nothing wrong with his vocal cords.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
No,
well,
but recently,
go ahead.
Recently I took an animal communication class that worked with telepathy. And that's how I kind of, you know, learned that he is telepathic. I mean, he and
sure.
I have been conversing. And I did ask the parents' permission to do that. And they said, yes, we'd like you to do that with him. So
sure.
Maybe that will encourage him more to want to be verbal. Maybe it's just a choice that he's making that he doesn't want to be verbal.
Well, yeah. Again, it has to do with it has to do with a choice, but it also has to do with something that he is, it's a learned response.
Mm-hmm.
There was like, if no one, I mean, you may want to ask the parents if they've ever read to him books.
Well, he reads books all the time. They're young books, you know, and a lot of picture books.
But does anybody ever sit with him? And put like there are pictures in the books, right?
Right.
Does anybody ever help him identify what those things are?
I don't know.
So
yeah,
so whatever he's reading, and it would be helpful for him for you to read out loud, let's say the same book, or sit with him when he reads and point what the pictures are and just tell him like, I don't know, I'm just making this up right now. It's a giraffe, you know, or, you know, that kind of thing. Or whatever that, you know, like girl or boy or, you know. Does he know his name?
I'm pretty sure he knows his name. He responds. Well, I think he does.
So I mean, again, you play a game of, you know, I'm Tracy. I'm Robert. That Kitty, you know, and the idea is to help him identify things.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
I'm hearing that he needs that kind of stimulation. Just to play games, you know what I mean? It's just about, because he's so smart, he needs to be able to understand or to identify things. He reads books all the time, but how do you know he knows what he's reading?
Mm-hmm.
Or has
right.
anybody, doesn't, has, in other words, like, how can he read if he doesn't know what their words mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if he knows, if he mm-hmm. doesn't know what the words mean, then it would be hard for him to talk. But if he knew what the words mean, then he might choose to utter a word. Is his hearing okay?
I think it is. I mean, they tell him to do things, and he does them, so I assume that's because he's hearing.
So he understands concepts.
He understands concepts, and he understands instructions. He understands instructions, and you just have to, like, tell him step by step what you want him to do, and he'll do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you have to break it down into steps. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the idea here is ask, but again, helping him understand how to identify feelings. Can he tell you how he feels? Like happy, sad, angry? Can you use words for that?
He does have a computer program that shows, like, pictures and stuff, that he can show me pictures.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't worked very much with this computer program that he has,
uh-huh.
But I'd imagine that he can express those things on this computer program. So
Does he like video game? I'm sorry. What did you say? He can express them on the computer, but what? I missed that.
I need to just work with him. I haven't gotten into working with this communication program that he does, but he does it through pictures. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is a software that is actually, there are video games for autistic kids.
Okay.
And it was invented by an Israeli. I don't have the actual name for you, but I can certainly get it.
Okay.
But you would need me to you would need to email me your current correct email address, because I don't have it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because something happened with your email address a while ago, and mm-hmm. I don't know if you changed it or whatever, but I wasn't able to, even your phone number, I kind of lost track because I didn't have a correct phone number or an email address.
Oh, well, I will, I'll get you my contact information, definitely.
That'd be good, yeah. And then I'll get you the name of this particular program.
Okay.
I actually know the developers, so this is a, in other words, like, the records told me to tell you about it, but I don't have all the information. But it would be perfect for this young man.
Okay.
So, and because the developers, you know, live here in Akron, they just moved here from Israel. Mm-hmm. So, I can certainly get that information for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So, So have you opened your records and what your role is with him?
I have not. And I haven't been working with him for very long.
Okay.
So I do want to do that. And was hoping a lot of this just came up within the past week. And you know, the asking the mother permission, to work telepathically with him. And so I do want to open my records and, ask what my role is with him.
Yeah, and how you can best serve him. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be, you know, why has he been brought into your life? What's your contract with him?
Right.
Yeah.
I think I might have a good idea about it, but I haven't asked the records.
Well, but there may be even greater detail.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's right. Why I was asking a little bit about if there's a collective autism soul meaning about raising the frequency of the world.
Absolutely, there is, you know. And so.
Yeah.
And that's what they were trying to say, but there's a lot of, again, each individual soul has more information about what their purpose is, you know, within them and why they were brought because it has to do with the vibration of the world, but it also has to do with the family dynamics as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what their
contract is with each other, which is not something you would find out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
is that, can you tell if that's part of it, is that I'm supposed to help with some of the family dynamics? Or, I mean, I can't imagine.
Well, it's not so much you. It's about the family dynamics that his presence and his challenges are affecting the family, and that's their contract with each other, for them to expand. They're knowing, and it's like without his current legal name, mm-hmm. and without his permission, I can't get in there.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't want you to give his current legal name on the air.
No.
Yeah. So the idea is that that's out of the realm of what I could do. What you would do is open your personal records and ask what your role is in the dynamics of his family.
Okay.
Because you're his caregiver.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Like what your contract is with his mom, his dad, or his siblings, or whatever, and what your contract mm-hmm. is with him. It's about your contract with them, not what his contract is with you.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then that would help you understand a little bit more. It would give you more information, but not necessarily actions. I mean, there's only so much you could act on, is what they're saying.
Right. Yes, because I'm their employee. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. and again, you're not going to get information that would be inappropriate, even with those questions, because the records won't let that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, right. Has this been helpful?
Well, thank you. That's been very helpful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's really important that when you open your record, just trust what you get.
Okay.
The reason that's important is because, and if you want to verify it, you want to call me privately and verify it, I'm happy to do that with you.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah. But the idea is...
That would be great.
Yeah. The piece is that's one of the things that you need to understand is that this young man has been brought into your life for you to be able to work in your records from a place of trust and knowing of how you can serve him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because a lot of times when something comes to me, I don't know, you sometimes get a deeper meaning of it, or like it's just your dialogue, I'm sure, with the master's teachers and loved ones, that you are probably asking more probing questions or thinking of more probing questions.
Know that you can when you get something from the records, it's your job to ask more questions. You can't just take it at face value. You ask to go deeper. Mm-hmm. You ask what they mean by that. You ask, what else do I need to know about this? You know, that's what the important piece is for you to go as deep as you possibly can or even ask, is there another question I could be asking around this?
Okay.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you get communication with the records, remember they won't step over your boundaries, but if you ask, they'll let you go, they'll go deeper for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you have to, in other words, you can't be afraid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know.
And timid is not allowed here. I'm teasing you, but I'm serious. Do you understand?
I know you are. Yes, I know you are.
You're being. You don't have to be timid, because you've been drawn to the Akashic Records for a reason, Tracy. And they love and adore you, and they want to be of as much service as they possibly can to you. But you have to show that you are not timid and you're not afraid to have a dialogue with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not getting something and you've asked a question, then you ask why.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
And you also remember what your intention is for this. It's always about going and asking yourself, what is the intention of the information I'm asking for? You remember that from class, right?
Mm-hmm.
The intention of the question.
Mm-hmm.
The intention of the question is everything.
Okay.
Because that sets the vibration and frequency and tone. Mm-hmm. There's always a reason why a person asks a question, and the intention is what is kind of like the foundation of that query.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else that we can help you with?
No, I don't think so. You've been very helpful, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Donna.
Okay. I look forward to getting your current information. And connecting with you again. It'd be great.
That sounds good. Okay.
I'm so glad you called. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Donna.
And blessings to you. Okay. Bye-bye. So, ladies and gentlemen, we really want to thank Tracy for her wonderful questions. You know, it's interesting, you know, when we think about the autism and what was first brought forward about the vaccinations, they're going to be and I don't do futures, but I'm going to tell you what I'm hearing, is that the medical community is making major changes these days. This has nothing to do necessarily with autism, this has to do with what we were talking about before about belief systems, there are findings out there now, and it will become more and more in play, that the belief systems of our ancestors and our parents are actually encoded in our DNA. And so when it's encoded in our DNA, it's almost like the notion is we can't change it. That doesn't happen to be true, but But we operate like a knee-jerk reaction because we're operating from a place of belief systems that have been deeply embedded in our DNA. Now, that is one of the reasons why people will have chosen certain parents. And, you know, the records have always said that without being this specific. But they've always said that we choose our parents for the DNA because the DNA of the parents helps us and hinders us in just the way that we would want to be, that will allow us to experience what we need to experience on this planet. And that correlates with our birth date and our name. And so when you put together the numbers from our birth date, time, location, and date, and our name vibration, and you combine that with the DNA aspect of our parents and ancestors, those components are what creates our patterns, our belief systems, and our personality. Not to mention the way we're raised and what we observe and experience. All that and more is what forms us and forms our children and forms our lives. Once we realize what that DNA is within us that we wanted to come in for, to experience, once we're done experiencing that, we can change it. But we have to be clear about what part that those aspects have played in our lives. So that's what's really important. I think that might be a mind-blowing statement that I just made, and I want you to chew on that for a couple of weeks because that's when I'm going to be back on the radio, is in 2 weeks. I do want to mention, so if anybody, but you've got about 4 minutes if you want to call in a question about that one. So, again, the telephone number to call me in is 888-429-5471. And I'm going to be back on the air on the 15th of November. So do call in if you would like. Be sure and email me if you want information on the Skype Level 1 workshop that's going to be on on November 21st and 22nd. I'm happy to send that out to you. And if you asked for information before, please ask again because, again, I had some computer issues. And that email, again, is info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. So we are coming very close to the end of the show. I, again, want to thank Tracy for calling in. And I want to thank you for listening. It's really important that you take your life in your own hands, that you realize that you are not a victim of circumstances. I'm going to say that again. You are not a victim of circumstances. The way you handle your life and the choices you make help you experience what your soul wants to experience, and once you've gotten what you needed, you can change. You can move forward. You can make a different life for yourself. One step at a time. And if you need help with that, that's why I'm here. So if you would like more information about how the Akashic Records can help you in your life, if you're interested about life coaching from the Akashic Records, if you're interested in business coaching from the Akashic Records, those are all things that I do on a one-to-one basis, as well as teach people how to access their own Akashic Records. And then level two is accessing the records of others, the land and animals with their permission. And then there's also a level three and four. But you have to start somewhere. So give me a call privately and start with an email. And I will send you my telephone number, and we can talk. When you email me, please include your contact information, and I'll be happy to call you. All right. Well, we are now down at the wire for our program, so I want to thank the Masters. I'm going to close the records now. If you have any questions in between, email them to me. I'm happy to answer them. So email me your questions so that we can get them on the air. next time on November 15th. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask all those that are listening, either live or in the archives, we ask that their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on bbsradio.com are now closed. And with that, I'd like you all to join me in saying amen. Amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Call me. Email me. Well, you don't, if you're going to call me, it's 216-392-5490. And that's my private number, and I'm giving it to you here, 216-392-5490. And I look forward to speaking with you. Have a good day. Have a good evening. Sweet dreams. Bye-bye.